Just reading through this report, looks like they looked at four different action alternatives on no action alternative, and they've chosen one as a preferred one, which is dredging only. Is that good or bad? Were you hoping for more out of this project, or?
Well, of course, there's always, we could always do more. And I, of course, have been, thinking long term, oh, where's the future of Petersburg? And I have planted the seed with the Corps to help us possibly secure a new basin in Scow Bay someday in the future. And at first we thought, well, maybe we could tag that along with this dredge project, but due to the constraints of the Section 107, primarily the funding mechanism, that would turn into too large of a project. So we've kind of reduced the project and going to focus on the dredging, which truthfully is the crisis at hand. So I'm pleased, I'm very pleased that we're at this point. It's very exciting that we are even talking about this.
And the dredging is a big enough project on its own, it looks like. Total price tag of something like almost $8 million.
Yes, it would be between 8 and 10 million, depending on where we end up putting the dredge spoils. And so that's what this feasibility study currently is concentrating on. They've done the study of the material in the basin and found that it can be disposed of in water. And now we're looking at the place to dispose of it. And so we're checking out three or four different locations out in Frederick Sound and Thomas Bay, and hoping that one of them will come back as the best possible place plus the least expensive. So that's what they're concentrating on now. We have one of the four surveys under our belt, and we have three more, one scheduled in November, one scheduled in February, and another one in May. And at that point, we hope we have done the entire year then, and they will have a good idea of when the best time to do the dredging and where the best location will be to deposit those spoils.
So it's good news that those spoils came back relatively clean. The alternative was to put them on land somewhere, right?
Very good news. Very, very good news. We have experience with dredging larger projects in the North Harbor, and because of that, we know the expense goes exponentially, triples or quadruples when it comes to having to haul that material, dewater it, get it off a barge, truck it someplace, and then be responsible for a year to monitor it. And in the case of the North Harbor, we had to expend more money in controlling the fill after it got placed. So.
Okay. So, and looking at the sites that you're talking about between Frederick Sound, Thomas Bay, just first glance, it would seem shipping across to Thomas Bay would drive up the cost automatically.
Yeah, exactly. And we have a historic landfill site or disposal site out in Frederick Sound, but due to changes in regulation by EPA, maybe 10 years ago, that came off the table. But currently, Congress has kind of reduced some of those requirements and maybe made it a little bit more lenient. And EPA is inviting us, or at least welcoming a discussion about opening up that place again. So that is one of the spots that the Corps is actually surveying. And so far, so good on that location. And it would definitely be the cheapest and best location for us.
And overall price tag, Petersburg does have to kick in some money for this project, right?
Yes, and it depends on, we're looking at the entire basin, and there are areas that the Corps has decided have more of a federal interest, and so we won't have to pay much of the egress in and out, the approaches, the turning basin in front of the crane dock, the area at the bottom of Hammer Slough that is depositing a lot of material from the slough area. Those are public areas so that they're willing to pick up the major portion of it. The areas that will be on the hook for are particular stalls, and we are now having our boats on defloat, especially going aground on low tides in their stalls, and so that will be more of our responsibility. And the split is like 80-20, 20-80 kind of a thing. So the bulk of it, though, are those turning basins and the entrances. So it's a great way to, you know, kill two birds with one stone. And the Corps is actually just a wonderful partner. I can't say enough good about our Alaska delegation back in D.C. and what they're doing to provide this opportunity for us, as well as the Corps themselves really are interested in seeing this project through to the end. And they're, I believe, going above and beyond to try and help us.
But Petersburg could still be on the hook for something like $3 million overall?
Yes, and so that's what we've been actively kind of saving our raw fish tax and the money that we don't, you know, end up spending in our annual budget for this project. So we're about there. We have about enough money. And the Corps is really receptive to the idea that once the percentage is identified, they will only spend what we can afford. So if we get through this project and we get close to our kind of our threshold or what we can afford, then all we have to do is say, okay, this is all we can spend, and they understand that, and then they stop the project. And it's not a matter of like, okay, the project is done, but they will revisit it at a later date to continue it or work with a community to finish the project. So they're very receptive to our constraints and understanding, you know, kind of limitations that small communities have.
And on their side, is the funding in place?
The funding is in place, yes. And it's an annual vote by Congress. And this last year, Senator Sullivan actually tried to increase that amount from an annual, I think it's an annual budget of about $50 million. He tried to increase it to $62 million. It ended up failing, but I just have to appreciate the fact that they understand that the needs are there. And hopefully this project won't, I mean, this funding mechanism, this Section 107 won't go away, because they understand the real need for it. So that was a real positive, and I appreciate Senator Sullivan's, support in this.
This report, I imagine, is a big step in the process. How far off is this project? Is it still a couple of years away or more?
It is. I think we're shooting for the dredge actually in 2020 as it moves forward. 2019, they will be done with the survey, and then they'll come out with their final report. Then they'll have to fly it past the kind of the headquarters at the Corps of Engineers, and then they will say, okay, we can pull the trigger on this project, and then we'll start the scheduling. So I'm, you know, kind of the earliest it'll happen is 2020 at some point in the season. And typically in Southeast, the best time to do a lot of this work are in the fall and winter months. So I hope that is, you know, less impact to our fleet, and we can get kind of have a real organized effort like we did in the North Harbor. We were very organized, and everybody knew the plan months in advance, and so could kind of figure out their schedule according to. But it's been amazing how fast this part has gone, and 2020, it really isn't that far away.
Is it going to mean taking out all the floats and emptying out that basin of all the boats?
No. What we will do is we will probably move section by section. No floats will move, but we'll, of course, have to move the vessels, and that will just be a scheduled, you know, we'll have to do that on a schedule and notify the boat owners.
Will this increase the size of ships that can tie up in South Harbor eventually?
It's really considered a maintenance project, but that being said, originally the South Harbor Basin was dredged to a minus 18, and I have worked with the Corps to explain the difference between the boats that were built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s the boats of today have a deeper draft, and so we are pushing that minus 18 up to a minus 19 and a half. The reason that we don't go deeper is because it kicks, if you go over a minus 20, it kicks it into a whole nother area and a whole nother program, which we perhaps wouldn't qualify for this good of a deal. So we're holding it at that minus 19 and a half, but that still, I think, is going to give us, you know, a lot more flexibility within our local fleet to be able to come at all stages of the tide. So that is a little extra kick they're giving us.